Last, but by no means least, it is Carol Bannister.
Thank you, everyone, for agreeing to listen to me. I fully support the comments expressed by both Parish Councillor Christine Hamilton and Angela Barnes, representing Wheely Residents Association. It is essential that the term expanded settlement, as referred to Wheely in the draft plan, is removed. Consequently, Wheely needs to be reclassified. It has to be given some new label. At one of the recent exhibitions, the planning policy manager told me there's every possibility that revisions of the finally adopted local plan could still take place during the plan period. Therefore, if for whatever reason a deficit of housing numbers within the district was identified during the life of the plan, there's a possibility that proposals could arise for further development at Wheely were it to retain the classification expanded settlement. To be fair to the residents, that label should therefore go. The village of Wheely was originally included as one of the rural service centres, which would be expected to accommodate a modest increase in housing stock. In fact, it's one of the smallest ones. So I assume it will again join that category, but this needs to be discussed and decided upon and recorded. Furthermore, the considerably smaller Wheely Heath, with its historic rural environment, and which is that part of the parish south of the railway line, should retain its classification as a smaller rural settlement, where only limited amounts of development should be taking place. I am aware that so many problems are being experienced by villages throughout the district due to inappropriate, opportunistic planning applications being approved simply due to the fact that the new local plan is yet to be completed and tendering is yet to achieve its required 5-year land supply. However, option T for Wheely still proposes 304 properties north of the railway line, which constitutes an increase of 62% on current numbers, far from modest. Furthermore, the proposed location worries me even more. The land south of Thorpe Road has historical significance dating back to Napoleonic times, with a considerable part of it forming the rural setting of the church in the fields, St Andrew's Church, one of 13 listed buildings within our parish. It's vitally important that Tendring District Council have the decency to liaise with representatives from the Parish Council and the Residents Association regarding more appropriate sites for further possible expansion than simply imposing this one upon us. We as residents are aware that the company which has already established a legal interest in this land to the south of Thorpe Road, beyond the area where 20 properties are currently being built, is also the developer who sponsored the Red Arrows on both days of the Clacton Air Show that Tendring District Council was determined would achieve even greater success than last year. I would suggest this could be one of the main reasons why this particular inappropriate area of land is being proposed. Also, the company has previously expressed the possibility of providing a small number of almshouses on any sites within Wheely they managed to have included in the plan. Interestingly, it's already in the process of being achieved in Lawford through a private limited company, not a charity, named Lawford Housing Enterprise Trust, set up by the developer and a small group of Lawford District and Parish Councillors acting as individuals. And all of that information I have collected on this connection will be submitted to the Government Inspector. Thank you.
Okay, I won't go through all of the statements individually. Actually, Councillor Buick was down on another list that I've just been passed to speak, but he's disappeared. If he comes back in, I will invite him.
No, he's gone off to other duties.
Oh, he doesn't want to speak anymore. Okay, right. So my list was right. My list was right. Okay, I just wanted to briefly go through and just capture a couple of the points. I won't refer to the speakers who spoke regarding Wheely, because we'll discuss that in great detail during the bulk of the next agenda item. I just thought I would refer to, and the Lighthouse speakers kind of cancel each other out a little bit there, but very interesting discussion on that one. So Bob, thanks for coming, making your points. Don't think we disagree too much on that one. I'm happy to discuss that out of the meeting further, if you like. And John Cutting, Chairman of Little Clacton, I think your comments regarding policy LP6, I think actually it is a good policy. Perhaps we can do something to the wording to make it a much better policy. I'll come to you in a second, Jeff. The presumption in favour of sustainable development exists whatever we do in our local plan, but it's presumption in favour of sustainable, and that's economically sustainable, socially sustainable and environmentally sustainable. So if we've got a good, robust local plan in place, that does give us the power back to control what that national planning policy framework actually means. At the moment, we are at the whim of the developers. Once we get the local plan embedded into tablets of stone, then it's the control rests back with us again. So that actually is a good local policy, the rural exceptions one, about providing housing for local people who cannot afford to live in the new housing that gets built in villages where they've grown up and lived all their lives. And that has been incredibly successful in tendering and right the way across the rest of the country, actually. I think maybe we need to get something in there about parish councils having control and say on that to really tighten that one up. And I think Jeff's got something he'll speak on that one in a minute. So I've just captured in a sort of 30-second précis some of the comments that were made. I do thank everyone, all the members of the public who you know, prepared something to say, spoke pretty much within their three-minute allotted time slot, which is quite pleasing for me as chairman and quite skillful of you guys to do that. And I thank you for doing it.